You are listening to Type Radio. My name is Georg Salden. No, we are talking. It's not the...
To come back to the previous question, and have you ever considered to do something completely different than design work? So if you have,
I had a certain point when I came from high school, bachelor's, things, I don't know what you call that. And I was a really good tennis player. And so there was a moment I had to decide what way.
Do you actually consider to be a professional tennis player?
Yes, I thought about that.
But that is competitive. It's a competitive sport.
Yeah, that's a competitive sport. But rather other background, and I'm not a competitive. Perhaps that's why I didn't do that. I can play 2 hours without counting what you're doing. I don't need the 50. Whatever. And other people having played three times over the net, they ask me, when do we start?
Yeah.
And you have to do some. Competitive matches, of course, but that's not a thing. Perhaps it responds to your question.
Yeah.
It's not my main problem.
And it's also more a way to relax, probably.
Yeah, that's what I do. But it is not relaxing. It is tennis playing is not relaxing.
Relaxing the mind.
If you go out, you go on the ground and everything is fine. But at the end, no, it is for the whole. What is it?
Body.
It is relaxing for the body.
And your favorite tennis player?
Of course.
Today,
it's Federer. Huh?
Yeah, well,
everybody else is
But there were a lot of what is now the English. They have a lot of pretty good young men now at the moment.
I know who you're talking about.
You?
No, he's not quite young. He came last year. He was. It'll come later.
Do you still design typefaces?
Yes.
How many typefaces do you design every year? In a year?
No, at that first time I promised to give the GSD group one face a month. But but only ten months a year.
So you got 2 months holiday.
But I was glad that they didn't want real new designs every time. Perhaps of this 10 within a year, there were 3 real new designs, and the others were developments from things I had already designed. Mm-hmm. At that time, at the first time, everything wanted was bold up to heavy. Mm-hmm. Between these, there were, for instance, 5 degrees, five
weights,
yeah. weights yeah. within this. But everything was fat and fat and fat.
But every weight counted as one time phase?
Yes.
In the contract?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, that was my luck.
But when
and I did some, I think I did many things by photograph, by photographs solarization mm-hmm. and such things to make them fatter. Mm. And, but it was always by this techniques you always had to round it.
Yeah, you redraw the outlines.
You had much to draw sharp. But that was to make.
But when you signed this contract, mm. were you aware of the fact that, like, one time phase?
No, I didn't. I was not aware.
Were you sorry later when you?
No.
I
thought it developed in the right direction.
Mm. Mm. It pushed you to.
But the other things, I think, it would have become with time. At first, I had 10 or 12 things in my. But afterwards, it would have become hard to stay to that.
But you don't produce one time phase a month today, probably?
No, yesterday in the evening, somebody asked me if it had become quicker to make an alphabet. But you see, in the first time I had, I draw. With a brush, I may have designed and made, let's say, made perfect an alphabet within 100 hours. It was about that. Mm. And afterwards, when alphabets have to become setting alphabets, these first alphabets were without. Lining, they were only set by hand together in a photo thing as an enlarger, photo mm. enlarger. They were on a stripe alphabets, and the setter had difficult part to was dark in the dark and had to work with red light and so on. And afterwards, I had to redraw these fat things I had done for this photo thing, photo head lines. I had to redraw them to normal weights, means light or book or such things. And that took, the drawing was 100 an hour, but 100 an hour, but afterwards you had to fit the things together. And that was the same time as you had to draw. And so these alphabets were 200 hours. Mm.
Hmm? And out of all your typefaces, which one is the one that you have closest to your heart?
No,
you have a favorite? No.
The best I sell is Pogo, of course.
But is that your favorite, or do you?
Oh, if you live on such things, huh?
You do you know the one that you like the most?
You know that is a thing of mother and her child, huh? And she has a child who is top, huh?
So
goes out of the house, and the other one is not so.
So you consider them like your children, then?
Yes. Mm. It is always the one I'm working on, the most interesting for me. Hmm? And if they are gone out, I can't do something about them. So the work of the typographers who have to work with them.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you get upset or passionate when you see your typeface is used in a wrong way?
Well, it can happen. Mm.
Not sharing the same passion as your uncle.
Not as extreme as your uncle.
You are. No, not so. No. Mm.
But
no,
you do
I
get
don't,
to.
I don't know.
But you see a lot
I,
of...
I don't think that I would suicide for that.
Hopefully not.
No.
But you do get... when you see a lot of wrong use of your typefaces? By designers?
Not so often. But I don't see so much. Mm. As I license them now, they are working in England. There's a lot of polos in England, a lot of polos running. But I don't see something of that. But I'm interested, you know, I have some high schools here who promised me to give me some results, but you're not waiting long for that.
Just a
second. Yeah, it's the headphones.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
How would you like to be remembered in history?
Religious is a big word. I believe in life. Believe, what do you mean believe? Life is going on. It changes and something happens and nobody knows what. You see, and I was 14 when the war ended. Until that time, you had certain ideas in your head, and then you were cut off one moment. I think you are not a very man who believes in further things. Politics or in it's gone. All the things are with a certain grain of salt. But you see, everything goes on, and perhaps one day we have the Atlantic here, first floor. The fishes will be.
They will
know
be really.
Whether they make topography, I don't know. Perhaps they have learned something about that. If these schools teach them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's a nice thing to say, if the schools teach you, because they are always, that's a nice thing.